Hey, good morning, Joel. Good to be talking to you again. Thank you. Absolutely. It's because the way humans are made, it's the way we operate. We speak to ourselves always in self-affirmations all the time. So what politicians try to do is to find out two things: your best self-affirmations, and that's the positive stuff, like forward. The other part is that, unfortunately for most of us, they also dwell on all of our negative self-affirmations, our fears, our worries, our concerns, our anger. And the politicians have discovered over the years that a political campaign needs to have something like 70% negative advertising to be successful. And the other analogy is that you can boil a frog. If you try to throw it in a pot of hot water, it jumps right out. But if you boil it slowly, they don't even notice they're getting boiled. Yeah, absolutely. What they're trying to do, of course, in their best, is to deal with how you think and what you're doing. And so part of the secrets of the political process is really advertising. It's the way advertising works. And what they've discovered is that advertising works at a 15% level on your cognitive mind, but 85% on your subconscious mind, the way that you really operate on the inside. And so what they're trying to do is tap into those existing pre-developed attitudes in your subconscious and trigger them, and you're not even aware that you're responding to them. Well, I think really the answer is, I bet you guys looked that up because we didn't know right away what Romney's statement was. What they try to do is find as early as possible something that connects with as many people as possible in the process so that they can get to them in the subliminal level rather than in the cognitive level. So, go ahead. Oh no, that's okay, because see, the important issue here is for us to understand that it is a persuasion process that's being put on us with advertising, and it depends on your self-identity, how easy and effective it works on you. See, what happens is the minute you get thrown into fear because of a weak self-identity, you will then start to limit your thinking. You'll become accusing, fault-finding, and actually terrorize in how you approach things, and you don't think anymore in a logical, open manner. And part of how I learned that was turning around companies and divisions in the past. I took one company from failing to profits of $500 million in 6 years with the same people because it was a technical problem. It was scientists and engineers, and they were the only ones on the planet and how to fix it. And I couldn't turn them into more fear. When I got into it, they were full of fear, accusation, and fault-finding, and it wasn't their problem. So what I had to do was to get them to the place where I didn't put them in any more fear. And really what I did was call them self up. And so the biggest issue for me was, where was I going to get my strength and attitude to help other people? And what I learned to do was, I drove me to my knees in prayer. I went to the Bible and spent basically a couple hours a day immersing myself in the scriptures in one way or the other and in prayer so that I could get my self-identity right. I didn't realize it at the time, that's what I was doing. But all I do was just knowing that somehow if I kept doing that, God would help me, and he did. So what I did in my book, Okay, God, Now What?, was condense that and make it more efficient so that anybody, anytime, can dive into that and get their head straight and not be run by fear. Because when you're in fear, you don't think right. Yes. Okay, the OK God Now What book is on the website, okgodnowwhat.com. Oh, I'd look forward to it. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it. Bye-bye.